The Masters Playground. This is a pre-recorded episode focused on giving you a little taste of what we will experience when we go live on 2/28, 6 p.m. That's Friday, February 28th at 6 p.m. Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. The Master's Playground can be found on Skid Row Studios every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are releasing pre-recorded broadcasts weekly between now and February 28th. At that time, we will go live with streaming radio, streaming video, greeting callers, and playing with tools of the divine. So as you tune into me and I to you, we take a moment to tune in together. It's a simple practice of chanting the Adi mantra three times. This aligns our mind, our spirit, and our body to become alert and assert your will so that your practice will fulfill its intention. It's a bowing to your higher self and the alignment to the teacher within. We will chant the following: Ong, O-N-G, Namo, N-A-M-O, Guru, G-U-R-O-O, Dave, D-A-Y-V, Namo, N-A-M-O. Placing our hands in prayer position in front of our heart chakras, eyes closed, we will breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in deeply. And on the next breath in, we will begin.
Om Namo Gurudev.
Gurudev Namo. I bow to the infinite. I bow to the teacher within. Beautiful. I'm your host, Chrissy Stereo. Welcome back to another episode of The Master's Playground. In this episode, we will be focusing on the wisdom of the heart. The heart chakra is located in the chest and is developed between the ages of 4 and 7. When the heart chakra is open, it holds the energy of peace, compassion, unconditional love, honesty, and harmony. These energies cannot be fully felt, understood, or integrated until the lower and higher chakras are cleared, balanced, and activated. The heart chakra is the place of balance between our lower masculine human ego and our higher feminine light selves. Our heart chakra is the entryway to our soul, and it cannot be fully opened until we integrate the light and dark within us. We each need to accept and understand our dualistic human ego divine natures in order to reach a place of non-duality and transformation. It is in our heart chakra where we learn to embrace and love our vulnerabilities, darkness, limitations, hurt, and pain, so we can transcend the smallness of our human ego and grow towards something greater and more expansive. Our heart is our center, our essence, our spiritual core. Once our heart chakra is fully activated, it will awaken our soul consciousness and the higher chakras, bringing our spirit down into our physical being. Our heart and soul is the bridge to the divine mind, where we end duality of matter and spirit, unifying ourselves into a place of connection, wholeness, and inner peace. When the heart is fully opened, we remember our divinity and allow the love of creation to flow through us. We remember that we are the divine in human form, and this recognition of the self also helps us to recognize the divinity in everyone and everything else. In this state, we recognize the inner connectedness in everything. 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 I'd like to transition into playing our first song for the evening. The title of the song is called Anthem. Originally sung and written by Leonard Cohen, it's a gorgeous song that I invite you to explore with your heart. This is a cover by Fast Heart Mart and Justin Warner. Enjoy.
The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. A crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
There's a crack in everything. That is how the light gets in. It's quite beautiful, isn't it? When the heart chakra is unbalanced, there is withholding love, separation, controlling, demanding, antisocial, critical, judgmental, depression, lack of empathy, lack of boundaries, codependent, jealousy, and conditional love. There's traumas to the heart chakra, rejection, abandonment, betrayal, physical, emotional abuse, grief, death of a loved one, and a divorce. Bodily symptoms expressing a blockage to the heart chakra include heart disorders, circulatory dysfunction, lung disorders, tension between shoulders, and a weak immune system. Now, the lungs are located next to the heart, and the relationship between the two are so incredibly, beautifully tied together. That is where prana, breath, comes into play. There are a couple of exercises to help with clearing the heart chakra. opening the heart chakra. The first exercise is 4-4 breathing. Set aside a few minutes just for yourself. Even at work, you could stop and do this. Mentally drop whatever you're doing. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Simply embrace the moment. The most important point to note is that you should always begin on an out breath, steadily and slowly. Breathe out, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Empty of breath, hold, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Holding your full breath in, hold, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat this for at least 4 cycles or rounds of breath, more if you're comfortable with it. The second breathing exercise that we could turn to is called the Sitali Pranayama. With this, you sit in a comfortable meditative posture with the spine straight. Curl the tongue and protrude it slightly past the lips. Inhale deeply and smoothly over the tongue. Exhale through the nose. Continue for 5 minutes, then inhale, hold, pull in the tongue, exhale and relax. Repeat this for 2 more 5-minute periods. I recommend that you look these up. They are breathing techniques that you could do in meditation or when you're simply sitting alone and having a moment for yourself. You will experience the power of the breath and its healing component on the heart, along with everything else in your body. Many of us have endured difficult soul lessons in this lifetime due to our soul's desire to clear and heal its residual karma and distorted energy from all previous lifetimes. Because of this, many of us have experienced great pain and disharmony. Once we understand that pain can be used as a catalyst for transformation, and that every experience that has ever happened to us was created by us for greater soul growth, then we can fully step into a place of complete surrender, acceptance, and forgiveness. When we allow our hearts to fully open, we create a bridge between our lower chakras and our higher chakras, fully stepping into our power, becoming heart-centered conscious creators of our circumstances. We no longer need to suffer the consequences of our unconscious creations. These are but 2 tools of the divine to help us connect back to the divine. Okay, at this time, I'd like to transition back into another song. In the spirit of the first song and how it highlighted that there is a crack in everything and that is how the light gets in, I'd like to share with you a song that I wrote called Away From You. It is the song in which the crack let in the light in my experience. Please enjoy. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to a pre-recorded podcast. We are releasing pre-recorded podcasts in between now and February 28th, the date that we go live on skidrowstudios.com. Once we go live, we will be greeting guests, greeting callers, and continuing to play with Tools of the Divine. At this time, I would like to go ahead and transition into the Ascended Master's Moment. At this portion of the show, this is where I turn back to all of you and ask that you take a moment and ask the Divine for guidance. As you do so, I will then draw a card from the Ascended Master's deck, and we'll see what the Divine has to share with us. Okay, so let's begin. If everyone could go ahead and take a moment and simply ask a question. I find that if I turn to the deck and simply say, Ascended Masters, I now turn to you and ask for divine guidance. What is it that I need to know right now in relation to? I find that it ties it all in beautifully. All right, I'm going to shuffle the deck. The Ascended Masters. Okay. Closing my eyes. Putting out intention. I'm now drawing the card. The card for tonight from the Ascended Masters is detach from drama. Okay, and here's what it has to say. You have been drawn into an upsetting world of human egos by focusing upon a drama. Although it's nothing more than a story, the drama feels frightening to you. This card comes to you as a helping hand in finding your way out of the story by detaching from the drama. Don't get pulled into the various plots, twists, and turns and the characters of the drama. Instead, view it as a movie that you know will have a happy or at least resolved ending. Of course, you'll have compassion for everyone involved. Yet, you don't have to let the drama pull you down in any way. As you focus on the positive, you bring about a positive resolution. Additional meanings for this card. Let go of attempts to make everyone happy. Allow others to make their own choices in life. Don't delay your life's purpose by focusing upon other people's issues. Avoid gossiping about or judging others. Okay, and the Ascended Master that is on the card is Pallas Athena, who is the Grecian goddess of wisdom who became the patroness of Athens in a contest with the ocean god Poseidon. The term Pallas is one often given to Greek deities, and her more common name is simply Athena. She's a war goddess who uses wisdom instead of weapons to win conflicts. Call upon Pallas Athena for help with any conflict or any situation calling for wisdom. Beautiful. I love the Ascended Master's moment. Thank you for joining me on that experience. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on SkidRowStudios.com. This is a pre-recorded broadcast. We are set to go live, streaming radio, streaming video on February 28th, 6 p.m. Friday. I look forward to welcoming you all. I thank you for joining me during this hour as we prepare for our live date. These pre-recorded broadcasts will continue to offer you spiritual nuggets, additional moments of insight. You could find me at movinginstereo.com. I invite you to visit, reach out, let me know what you think about the music, the concept of the show. Let me know what your experience is like. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to share with you another divine tool in regards to matters of the heart. Crystals. Crystals are living energy. They are, in a way, the keys to the universe. Each particular type of crystal or mineral can be seen as a key, and we could use these keys to access specific energies, whether that be for healing, meditation, protection, understanding, as well as 1,000 other uses. I have quite a fierce crystal collection myself. I started to really embrace so many different tools of the divine during the course of the last year. And I could honestly say it's been a very playful exploration that's been full of happy surprises. I have found that I could turn to a certain crystal and hold it and truly feel the energy shifting. So, with that in mind, I would like to highlight some crystals that can help heal the heart. Okay, so the first one that I would recommend is green aventurine. This is a special stone. It works directly with the heart chakra. The heart frequency resonates the color green. Green aventurine repairs your heart energy center and brings unconditional love to you. As you become more and more engulfed in this balanced loving frequency, you will begin to develop a stronger sense of self-love and your overall auric frequency will increase. When your vibrational frequency increases, you will begin manifesting all good things in life, health, love, wealth, and everything else. The key is all in self-love. This stone brings you self-love. The next stone that I recommend is one of the most famous stones for healing the heart and bringing back self-love. It is the rose quartz. It is the stone of love, forgiveness, and truth. The subtle light pink color works wonders on the heart chakra. It radiates peacefulness and a gentle, loving energy. I tend to walk around with a little pouch of crystals everywhere I go, and this is one of the many that I have in this little pouch that I carry. I do recommend it. It's so lovely and quite beautiful, and I think that you'll find it to be very healing and soothing as well. There are so many crystals that I could recommend, and I could quite honestly devote an entire show to crystals, which I think I'll do. But for the course of this particular show, there is one more crystal that I recommend, which is the clear quartz. Clear quartz harmonizes the mind-body with the heart. It is an amplifier stone. It is the master healer stone. It is a stone you need to amplify other gemstones. Okay, so those are just a few crystals that I recommend so that it could hone in on the heart and heart chakra. Okay, I'd like for us to transition into playing a different kind of song. This is a mantra. The name of the mantra is called Guru Guru Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru, and it has a simple meaning. It is designed to take you on a journey from the personal to the infinite and then back again. Guru is wisdom, that which transforms any kind of ignorance or block into light. Gu is darkness. Ru is light. You start with a very personal wisdom as you chant Guru. When you repeat Guru, you expand into that experience. Then you say Wahe Guru to go beyond conscious knowledge and into the realm of the infinite. Again, you chant Guru and begin bringing in the same wisdom back into the world as Ram Das, the manifesting power of the divine, coming into your life in service. The cycle is complete when you say Guru a final time. You are back where you started, but with eyes of infinity and the heart of Guru Ram Das. I've selected this particular mantra because it also is a recommended mantra to chant daily when healing the heart. Cry your heart out while you are singing if you need to. Start in a little whisper if you cannot even speak. But eventually, sing your heart out. Let the bold and bright sound of your voice be the funnel that removes the hurt from inside of you. Hear the strength in your voice, even if you don't feel it in your heart. Sing it for 31 minutes a day, while you shower, while you cook, while you drive, while you lay in bed hiding under the covers. Sing.
Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. Thank you.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And tonight's topic, the wisdom of the heart. You could find us on skidrowstudios.com, weekly, Fridays, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be going live on February 28th with streaming radio and streaming video, greeting callers, performing readings, greeting mystical, spiritual guests. It's going to be so much fun. I'd like to conclude the evening with a playful look at just how incredibly, beautifully innocent we really are. Playing in the playground, the master's playground. Everyone is working from their own soul agreements, karmic contracts, and forgiveness lessons. It is very important to surrender and allow the process while resisting the urge to pass judgment onto ourselves and others. We are all playing out our roles in a dualistic environment, advancing our souls into mastery. When we allow ourselves to step into a place of unforgiveness and judgment, we lower our vibration. Although some of us have had pretty tough lessons, it should be our goal to move into compassion. Release our stored negative emotions and feelings while setting the intention to step into forgiveness. Give yourself permission and the time and space you need to fully feel whatever you need to feel in order to release it. Eventually, we will all reach a place of inner peace, allowing forgiveness to rise to surface. So with that, I'd like to play this final song for you. Dear Jesse by Madonna.
Sugar plum fingertips, kissing your honey lips. Close your eyes, sleepy head. Is it time for your bed? Never forget what I've said. Hang on, you're already there.
Wishing everyone true happiness in their life. From my heart to yours. Thank you for another wonderful evening of the Master's Playground. It's been a pleasure to be your host. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You could find me at movinginstereo.com. The Master's Playground is a weekly broadcast on Skid Row Studios, live radio on the internet. We are preparing for a go-live date on January 28th, Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In between now and then, we'll be releasing pre-recorded podcasts, giving you a sneak preview to coming attractions. When we go live, we will be greeting spiritual leaders, spiritual teachers, mystical healers, and a wide range of individuals whose primary focus is the divine.
The divine, 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 the divine.
Love yourself,
yourself, yourself.
Love each other,
each other, each other,
each other,
each other,
each other,
each other,
each other. We are one,
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 we are one.
We are
the divine,
the divine,
the divine,
the divine,
the divine.
Blessings,
blessings, blessings,
blessings,
blessings,
blessings,
blessings.
May the longtime sun
shine upon
you.
Shine upon you. Shine upon you.
All love surround
you.
All
love surround you. Surround
you.
And the pure
light within you.
Guide
your way on.
So.
The Master's Playground.